Yeah, buying art at all is a big enough hurdle. Now, however, there's at least one company led by one art dealer who's developed a way to support the process of art making. In all great civilizations whose art we admire, materials, space, and sustenance were needed in the creation of those things. How are we supporting Hawaii's record of life here today?
I know that all of the developers are including local artists, absolutely. That's had a huge impact, I think.
Maile Meyer, founder of Namea Hawaii, should know. She's been key to developing capacity for art's current semi-boom. Yes, buying local art is great wherever you can get it, but she's working with one local company, Dawson Technical, to go further with a two-prong approach. First, Dawson's building a collection.
They're doing something that they are tasking others to do. That's how you support Native Hawaiian art. You buy it. Not at auctions for the lowest price you can get. Those are already gifted by the artists. So people have it backwards. You should spend as much money as you can so you support the not-for-profit and the artist.
With Meyer's help, Dawson has a workspace energized with local character.
Community artists, they're working out of their bathrooms, they're working in their friends' garages. Dawson Art Project helped get a lot of those kinds of artists on pathways.
In addition, they've hosted three exhibitions so far, and for each, Dawson funded materials, committed to purchases, funded framing and photography, portfolios were fattened, and artworks made their way into the world.
For the developers, I think they stand a lot to gain.
Independent curator, artist Tricia Lagasso-Goldberg points to Cameron Samimi's sculptures on a Kaka'ako construction barricade. That's a new venue for artists.
I've worked with many businesses in Honolulu. We're talking about mom and pop businesses, right? So small local businesses that have found it in their budget to take a part of their marketing budget, let's say, and using those funds to support creative endeavors.
Local businesses are getting in on it. Cutter Ford Waimalu just spruced up with large paintings in their showroom. Lagasso-Goldberg says artists today aren't worried about selling out.
They're already looking at a very different and more porous and more flexible model of dealing with commerce, dealing with consumerism.
How do they get the gigs?
From being out there, social media space is an exhibition site, period.
Snapchat and Instagram mainly at present. But really, is it a living? Matthew James has a huge piece at the Salt Complex in Kaka'ako.
To convince them to put, like, you know, what essentially ended up being a 2,500-pound, you know, painting behemoth and hang it on their wall. So it was sort of like a long process. But I think it came out successful, and hopefully it'll show other artists in Hawaii that it's a big open world out there, and try and always push for getting your vision out as clearly as you can.
Next, we'll find out more about how local guy Matthew James is doing in between ambulances there in Brooklyn. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.